All right, Greg, I've been doing columns for most of the year. I'm going to do a race story tonight, so this is a good chance for me to actually talk to you. And I haven't talked to you because it's kind of been a vanilla season for you up to this point. How's your night go, and basically, how's your season been up to this point?
We've struggled quite a bit this year compared to last year. We had a fast car weekly, you know, and finished up front weekly. I don't know if it was tire change this year or what, but we've been a little off this year, and finally we're getting back to where we were last year, and the car's getting drivable more, and I mean, tonight was kind of unexpected, to say the least.
Yeah, especially like the season you've had, like you just said. How different is this one from your first one last year?
A little more relaxed this year. Just kind of, the race didn't seem as long as the first one I won, and it actually, you know, the car was driving really good compared to the first win that I had, and it was a lot easier for this one, that's for sure.
I know, granted, you're in the lead and trying to hold on to it, but how often do you look at the leaderboard to see where some of the faster cars were?
Probably more than I should have. You know, there's some fast cars out there. You know, you got 74, the 13, the 1, they're all fast cars, and you got to keep an eye on them every now and then. And when Lacerdo moved up to the second spot there, I thought he was going to move me a little bit more than he did. But, you know, we came back with the victory, and that's all that matters tonight.
Congratulations. And who do you have to thank for your win?
Got a lot of guys this year. Dennis Munsky comes to the track, sponsors me. He owns Munsky's Auto, big sponsor from day one since I've started racing. Premier Landscaping with Steve Flack, he actually owns a car. You know, he's driving himself this year. Got Lakeside Property Service, he jumped on board again this year. The Swiggle Bagel Shop, he's been on board the last couple years. Bodified's a new sponsor. My buddy, actually Tony Pisa, owns PFG Graphics there. You know, he lettered the cars, and he's phone call away whenever I need anything. Probably missing people, but...
Two to go before a classic. What do? Do you just take this notebook page, rip it off, and kind of like do the same thing for the next 2 weeks? Or are you still working for something for the classic?
Definitely, you got to look for a little bit more speed. We're lacking in the speed part of it still to keep up with some of the guys, and especially if I want to lock in the top six for classic, then we got to look for a little bit more speed. But this is definitely a go-to setup from now on if we need something.
A little different story next week. You're starting 12th.
Yeah, I want to actually pass some cars. You know, it's nice to win, but to, you know, have a good car and try passing cars, that's the next step.
It was a light week as far as the car count goes, too, and the fact that I believe it was went green to checkered, right?
Yeah.
And so you kind of lucked out as far as having to deal with any lap traffic.
Yeah, the lap guys, the Speedway did a great job of getting them down and out of the way, and, you know, there wasn't that what didn't play any kind of part into it, and... You know, the lack of car count, there's still, you know, big, fast cars here, you know, and having Lacerdo and Brown and Bondi being there, it's definitely, to beat them guys on a regular night race is tough.